On Midwest Week, remembering the old I-74 bridge and celebrating the new one. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Brooklyn Dracy, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Brooklyn, remind us, when was the first I-74 bridge built?
So, the first span of the old I-74 bridge was built in 1935.
And who was behind it? Who actually got that project together?
So it was actually first thought up by William P. Bettendorf back in the very early 1900s. He wanted to build it as a private business venture, which wasn't really done at the time. But in 1910, he passed, and all momentum was kind of halted on the project until the 20s, when the interest kind of grew up again with a group of businessmen who wanted to build it. And with the Great Depression, things kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And eventually, it was the city of Davenport that got the bridge built. It was the Davenport Bridge Commission that built the bridge.
And I understand from your stories that Moline was not part of the project to build the original bridge?
Correct. Actually, neither the cities of Bettendorf or Moline were really interested in the bridge project until it was really getting going. And both cities kind of realized that this was going to affect them in a pretty major way. So then they started having more communication with the Davenport Bridge Commission. But Moline specifically asked for money to deal with the street improvements and changes that were needed for the I-74 bridge. So they had some back and forth there. But originally, it was just the Davenport Bridge Commission that got it all done. Neither of the cities connected through the bridge had a hand in it.
And what about the Bettendorf project? I mean, the Bettendorf brother who died when he was pursuing this project. What was the reason for wanting a bridge at that time and even up until the 30s? Why did they want to pursue this project?
So I don't have a ton of research on that, but from my understanding at the time, there weren't many crossings in the area over the Mississippi. You had the Arsenal Bridge, which was already there, the Rock Island Arsenal government bridge. But other than that, there weren't many bridges in the area that had crossings over the Mississippi. As I'm sure you know, the Quad Cities at the time was kind of growing. There was a lot more people coming in, and it just needed a space for people to be able to cross the river so they wouldn't have to drive far out of town in order to get to Illinois or Iowa.
Okay, so we've got the first half of the old bridge in the 30s. Tell us about the second half, the second part of the old bridge. When did that come along?
Yeah, so the second span of the bridge was built in the 50s, the very late 50s. And it was first thought up in the early 1950s when the original span was just having a lot of trouble handling all of the traffic. The population had kind of boomed here, and so we needed another span in order to handle the increased traffic. Bettendorf specifically had grown a lot over that time, so they needed some more space. Luckily, the bridge was originally a toll bridge, so they had a lot of revenue from those tolls to be able to build the second span. So things went pretty smoothly, except both Bettendorf and Moline once again had some issues throughout the process with funding, where the second span was going to go, but it all got worked out in the end, and then the second span opened in 1959.
Now, remind us, how important was it for the I-74 bridge to become part of the Interstate 74?
So Interstate 74 was just going to be a major road for people, you know, cross state lines. They wouldn't have to go through a lot of local streets. And from my understanding, they needed a larger spot for I-74 to cross the river, and the bridge seemed like a good spot for it, but that had the effect of bumping up traffic on the bridge even more, which led us to needing a new bridge.
Okay, so when did people start working on the new one, the one that was just finished? When did that project get rolling?
So it all started in the 90s with the Bi-State Commission. They were asked to do a sort of traffic study on the whole Quad Cities area to see where people were crossing the river, to see what bridges were the most used. And they found that the old I-74 bridge was way over capacity in terms of how many cars it was supposed to be carrying. So as I'm sure plenty of people in the Quad Cities remember, it caused a lot of traffic jams. There were accidents. And if there was an accident, the whole bridge basically had to be shut down because it's very narrow. And they found that they wouldn't be able to just fix the old bridge in order to handle the increased traffic. They needed a whole new bridge to do so. So over the course of quite a few years, there were a lot of studies done. I'm sure people remember the mussels that they found at the base of the old I-74 bridge that needed to be moved. And so it took a couple of decades for construction to really start on the bridge itself.
Okay, and I'm not sure everybody remembers, but when did construction actually start? It's been, well, even longer than I remember.
Yeah, so construction began around, I believe, 2017. There was a lot of construction to be done on either side of the bridge before actual bridge construction began. So it was 2017, 2018 when actual bridge construction started. And there were a few hiccups along the way, you know, weather events and stuff that pushed stuff back. But a fun fact, originally construction on the bridge was supposed to take over 8 years to complete. But through the work of the Iowa and Illinois DOTs, the Bi-State Commission, engineers across the U.S. all came together to put that time down to 3.5 years. And then actual construction only took a little over 4 years. So now we see cars driving across both spans of the new bridge.
Okay, so now that the new one is built, what's still left to do? What can we look forward to in the coming months?
So in the coming months, the pedestrian walkway along the I-74 bridge will open. That should happen sometime soon. I believe they're waiting on supplies and such. And then on both sides of the river, each city is planning on using that space underneath the bridges to create stuff like parks, public areas, connecting the pedestrian walkway to trail systems on both sides of the river, which is just really exciting. And then on the Bettendorf side, there will be a pedestrian elevator to get people from the ground up onto the bridge.
Okay. Will there be an elevator on the Moline side too?
I do not believe so.
Oh, okay. So just a lot of steps or something like that, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what about the feature of the pedestrian part that I'm looking forward to is there's a clear spot where you can look down through clear plastic or glass or something?
Yes. There's special glass that's on the bottom of the walkway that you'll be able to look down and see the river. I believe that's one of the things that they've been waiting on. I think they've put it in at this point, but I'm not quite sure on the timeline with that.
And of course, the big question that people really want to know right now, Brooklyn, is what about the old bridge? What's going to happen and when?
So the old bridge is going to go. It's going to be taken down. Right now, they are preparing to let out a contract to see who will handle the bridge being taken down. And once that contract is awarded to a company, they will decide how it's taken down. We're not really sure right now how exactly it's going to be taken down, but the timeline on that is set to begin this spring. And then things will move forward with that. And then the old I-74 bridge will be gone.
Has anyone said how long it might take to do that? I mean, to the untrained eye like mine, it seems wildly complicated. Have they said how long it might take?
I believe it shouldn't take more than a few months. I'm not exactly sure. It kind of all depends on how the company decides to take down the bridge, if it's going to be piece by piece or if it's going to be much faster than that. There's a lot of different methods that, unfortunately, I'm not an expert on, but I believe they have to think about, you know, navigating the river. They can't, you know, block that waterway for barges and such. So it is a very complicated process in terms of how they're going to get it down.